We also redacted the names of victims of NSA surveillance because we think that there's a balance. Unfortunately, there is a serious problem, which is that the U.S. government asserts that you don't have standing to prove that you've been surveilled unless we release that kind of information. But we don't want to release that kind of information in case it could be a legitimate target, and I'm really uncomfortable with that term, but let's say that there is a legitimate target, the most legitimate target, and we didn't want to make that decision. But we did also want to make sure that we didn't harm someone, but we also wanted to show concrete examples. So if you look at the Spiegel stuff online, we redacted the names even of those who were victimized by the NSA's oppressive tactics, which I think actually goes further than is necessary, but I believe that it strikes the right balance to ensure continued publication and also to make sure that people are not harmed and that legitimate good things, however rare they may be, they are also not harmed. So if you've been targeted by the NSA and you would have found out today if we had taken a different decision, I'm really sorry. But this is the thing I think that keeps us alive. So this is the choice that I think is the right choice, and I think it's also the safest choice for everyone.